Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lawrence Simon, and I'm bringing you the 100-Word Stories Weekly Challenge here at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. By the way, that's where all of these stories will have their text posted, links to where these people, these authors, these contributors, these brave souls have posted their own writings or adventures or stuff they want to share with you. Okay, that's a little weird. The topic this week is Magic Toaster and Who Knows? Isn't that going to be weird? It sure will be. So we look back to last week's winner to see who goes first. And that's Stephen the Nuclear Man. Congratulations, Stephen. By the way, you win the prize for the Talk Like a Pirate Day challenge. And I've sent you a note saying, do you want Amazon or iTunes? Now, don't go thinking that there are prizes every week, but I'm going to try to have more prizes. And I keep saying that, and I keep forgetting. So, let's just get this party started with Stephen the Nuclear Man and his story. I know, strap yourselves in. It's story time.
Bob gapes at the hello screen. Sally, have you seen the artificial life sim? Sally peers over his shoulder. What? Up in the sky, he says. Above the simulated people walking virtual streets, a blue and red figure swoops down. It lifts a car over its head, stopping it from hitting a jaywalking A-life boy. That one, Bob continued, is using a software exploit. It does things the others can't. Huh, Sally said. Bob's face was red. Who could have known about that flaw? Who could have installed the exploit? I don't know, Sally said, hiding the install CD behind her back.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. And just a reminder, you can check the text for these stories that you are hearing in the show notes. Now let's get back to the regulars who send stories in each and every week, not knowing what will happen or what's in store for them. First up, TJ. And by the way, if you haven't quite figured it out, he's been kind of keeping it a secret. I think he's from North Dakota.
Hi, my name is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we have our own area code and everything, and this is Toast. The third rummage sale I visited seemed a little picked over already, but a flash of weathered metal threw me further into the garage. A toaster sat on a workbench looking broken, but I dusted it off with my sleeve. A genie appeared.
For freeing me from Toaster, I grant you 3 weeks.
I wished for power, money, fame. Just then I was that... by a short in the power cord, fell backward into the cash
table.
Just as someone snapped a bitcap.
Smile.
And uploaded it to YouTube. Who's that guy? Someone asked as the genie vanished. Shrug. Who knows?
Okay. That was silly. Thank you, TJ. Let's see who's next. It's Norval Joe. That's right. Get ready. Put on your harmonica suits. It's time for a little harmonica intro.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 179, with prompts of Who Knows and Magic Toaster. Here's my story. Yeah, I guess you can call me Jasmine. I'll call you Aladdin. She shouted over her shoulder. The rush of wind made it hard to hear, and her long black hair whipped his face. He held her tightly on his lap. He shouted back, "One thing they don't point out in the movie is how cold it is flying around on a magic carpet." "Who knows," she said. "Press that lever down, and it might warm us up." "Right. Try it when it's your turn to fly this thing. Magic toaster or not, it would probably just burn my butt. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Okay, so we got one that involves a genie, one that should have involved a genie that didn't. Is the theme actually going to be genies this week? Let's find out. Jay Radimus, you're next.
Hi all, this is Jay Radimus for weekly challenge number 179, topics of Who Knows and Magic Toaster. My entry is called A Magic Toaster, relatively speaking. Whose turn is it to load the toaster? It's mine, chirped Emma. Mom handed Emma the slices of bread, which she carefully loaded into the slots. I hope it's Eggs Bunny Duck today, wished Emma, not quite wrapping her tongue around Benedict. No, interjected Alex, it's going to be chocolate cake. He always hoped the toaster would return chocolate cake. We'll see in 2 minutes, Mom sang cheerfully. The bell dinged, and the children squealed. Mom opened the toaster door and pulled out 4 slices of unevenly toasted bread. I think the toaster's magic or something. It somehow cooked our bread.
You know, when I was little, I was fascinated by the toaster and the toaster oven. I made sure that they were sitting next to each other, and sometimes they would trash talk each other, and I won't talk about what happened. Then the microwave oven was brought in to arbitrate between them, and you don't want to know. Next up is Linda. Oh, as fun as ever. Let's hear what she's got for us.
Hey everyone, it's Linda, back with another twisted tale of toast. The themes are Who Knows and the Magic Toaster, one of Mozart's lesser known works. Ha! Hey, I've had a crazy week. Forgive me. Life was never the same for Alex after his brother was poisoned by their father. He kept to himself a lot before then, but after his brother began communicating through the toaster, things turned around. At first he tried to convince himself there was nothing magic about the toaster. He'd been drinking the first time it spoke, maybe he was developing schizophrenia, who knows. Sure, he'd like to do what the toaster told him and throw it in the tub with Dad, but it made great toast. Browned evenly, not too burnt. It didn't even need to be plugged in.
But would it have needed to be plugged in if he threw it in the bathtub? That's my question. I guess we'll find out in the sequel, Magic Toaster 2. Thank you, Linda. Next up is Jeffrey of Great Heights, the height of podcast fiction. You see I'm using the catchphrase, huh? Actually sent something into his rival 100-word stories challenge. Yeah, that's right. We have grown a rival. Actually, they're a secret ally, and we will take over the world. First target, Norm Sherman. All right, let's hear what Jeffrey has to say.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week 179 with the prompts of New and Magic Toaster. I think those are 2 prompts. I hope those are 2 prompts, because if they're together, yeah, I don't know. All right, so this is my story that I titled simply Magic Toaster. We have a magic toaster. It's not like the one in the kiddie movies. No, our magic toaster does weird things. Last week, it burned images of famous artworks in all of our toast. It was cool at first. It's a little hard to eat when Mona Lisa's staring back at you. This week, it's been experimenting with geometric patterns. We've been trying to eat our way around the patterns to cut out the shapes. But our mom tells us to quit playing with our food. Who knew it would be this cool? This has been Magic Toaster by Jeffrey Height. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've not been paying attention, there's been some changes at Great Heights. We're doing 2-month-long prompts with a guilt-free November full of height of podcast fiction. Please come by greatheights.blogspot.com and check out what's going on. And until next time.
Yay! Okay, let's see who else is on board. Oh, Guy David. You know, I always say that he does the music at the beginning, the ending, and his own story here. Did you know that he also does the music within Air Force One? Okay, just the bathrooms. But still, that's impressive. What, you're saying that I'm lying? Have you ever been in the bathrooms of Air Force One? Of course you haven't. So you can't prove me wrong.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 179. I'm Guy, and I just had my morning cup of coffee. Good morning from the night guy. The topic for this week's challenge is, who knows, Magic Toaster. Enjoy. The Who sang about the Magic Bus. The Who Knows sang about the Magic Toaster. They had a small audience. They struggled, trying to make it, but they never did. For every band that makes it, there are thousands who don't. There is someone that hears those bands before anyone else, and that's you, the audience. You can put a musician on the throne, but you can also be the judge, the jury, and sometimes the executioners. Like many others, the Who Knows never recorded anything and disappeared into oblivion before they could contribute their musical vision to the world.
I'm looking up the Who Knows on iTunes. No, they're not there. Hold on, let me check Amazon. Oh no, they're not there either. What about CD Baby? The 61? Oh no, they've descended into oblivion. And Ticketmaster charges a lot for tickets to oblivion. Okay, well now that we've reached oblivion, let's head back out with Anima Zabaleta.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 179. This is Burnt Toast. Thank you, Guy David, for the intro music. Go ahead, ask a question. This is silly. I am not going to ask a question. Who knows? Maybe you'll get the answer that you want from the toaster. You don't like my opinion, or Brenda's, or Shelley's. All you have to do is shake it a bit while you ask your question aloud. Okay, already. You are not going to leave me alone until I ask, are you? Sheesh. Magic Toaster. Is this the right hairstyle for me? Now you push the lever down. What does it say? Dislodge the burnt toast with a knife for the best results.
Ha ha ha! And what a fright that would be. Hold on a second. Man. I hope I'm not getting sick. I hope you're not getting sick. I hope no one ever gets sick again. Isn't that a nice thought? Oh well. Let's hear what Justin has brought us. You know, he's doing these open mic things Thursday evenings. They're kind of fun. Although, I need to be better about choosing the themes of my stories that I pull out of the archives. And where are those archives? I'm not saying that phrase again.
Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with today's 100-word story. First, I want to remind you, you can hear more stories by me at Snark Infested Waters at Snark Tank Radio. That's thesnarkyavenger.com every Tuesday. Got a 100-word story along with 2 songs. You can also hear me over at Stan Perlongo. That would be at thejadedvizelion.com. You can look that up on my website, spacejournal.com, in case you don't know how to spell Visalian. It's the town in California, I guess. Soon I'll be somewhere else, writing stories somewhere else. They actually decided to pay me, which is pretty awesome. First paid writing gig, but that's not coming out till November, I think. So, story, the toaster. Has this ever happened to you? My toast isn't toasted the way I like. Don't wake up every morning to toast you don't love. Get the toast you deserve with the Magic Toaster. Designed in Germany with the best in metaphysical science, this toaster will toast your bread just like you want every time. Check this out. The bread goes in these slots and you press this switch, and in just seconds your toast pops out. Perfect. Check this. Are you following me, camera guy? Toast is golden on both sides. How does it work? Who knows? It's magic.
Cool. Justin's got himself a paid writing gig. Congratulations, man. How many else out there have that kind of thing? You know, it's a great feeling when you get that. I know what that was like. Then, I got kind of jaded about that. Oh, I still get paid writing gigs, but I'm still jaded about it. I'm not too sure why. Oh, that's right, because I'm a curmudgeonly grouch. Speaking of someone who hasn't become a curmudgeonly grouch, it's Terry T. from Quiet Time Podcast.
Heidi ho, good neighbors. This is Terry T. from A Quiet Time Podcast with my entry for the weekly challenge number 79. Who knows? Magic Toaster? Dan began the construction by fastening sheets of plywood together, forming a rectangle box. Tommy, Dan's little brother, asked question after question as he watched the construction, and finally asked, "What's it going to be?" Dan casually answered as he attached the final hinge on the door, "Who knows? Maybe a magic toaster." "Let me try it," Tommy yelled. Dan motioned Tommy inside, closed the door, and knocked three times on it before reopening it. Tommy was no longer inside the box. Quietly, Dan snickered. "Well, looks like no more questions tonight. At least I got the magic part right." Thanks for listening, and be sure to drop by A Quiet Time Podcast for some great music. The background music was Impressions of Beauty 3 by Ken Kirtland.
Thank you, Terry T. One more story this week, and that's from Planet Z.
Read this. Okay. The flea market in Zagreb. Storage spread, bedsheet on ground. Layers appliances down on it. This blender, it blends. This egg beater, it beat eggs. This rice cooker, it cook rice. He put down a silver box, no cord, no button, magic toaster. How you get bread in magic toaster with no slots? How toast wheat without power? Stoich say, "Who knows? 200 kuna, take it or go." I buy it, sit in kitchen for a year, do nothing. Maybe I go to flea market, spread bedsheet next to Stoich, Stoich ke bargain. I sell for 250 kuna.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about who knows and Magic Toaster. I want to thank everybody for sending in their stories and recording them. Not a single call to the midget. Thank you, folks. The midget is very, very, very tired. He's hiding from, you know, these three cats are just driving him crazy. You can find more about the people who sent in the stories, links to their sites. You can vote in a poll, the text of their stories, everything you ever needed to know at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast there because, as we all know, you were handed this in an alleyway along with a packet of drugs. The music at the beginning, the end, during Guy David's piece, and Anima's were done by Guy David. You can hear his stuff being... That's obviously out of sync because I lay down the tracks later. Well, I'm going to head back into the old headquarters bunker here. And, the next topic is going to be wings. So get your thinking caps on, or your thinking underwear, if you have thinking underwear, and I'll see you next week. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.